The House please come to order. Members, please indicate their presence by voting. If any member failed to vote, the clerk please take the roll. This morning, the chaplain will be Pastor John Page from the Douglas Community United Methodist Church. Would you please rise?
Let us pray. Save this moment from being merely a gesture to custom, O God. May this experience be seen by these, the servants of the people of Alaska, as an opportunity to gain guidance and help from you for the rigors of this day's activities. We all have felt you near to us at special times and in special places. Make us now to feel your nearness in the business of this day, the unseen representative, present and voting. Voting through these people, we pray that what they say and what they do may be in accordance with your will for this great land that we love so much. You have said that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Give us the grace today to think not of what we can get, but of what we can give, that a new spirit may come into your work here with a new vision and a new purpose that you will be delighted to bless. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Mr. Kopanen, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. The clerk please certify as to the correctness of the journal for the previous day.
As Chief Clerk, I certify the correctness of the journal for the last 13th and 14th days, House Supplement number 27 and Senate House Joint Supplement number 18.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 12th, 13th, and 14th days, House Supplement number 27 and Senate House Joint Supplement number 18 be approved as certified.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there guests to be introduced this morning? Mr. Gall.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I do have one guest I'd like to introduce in Gallery A, and I'd ask him to rise. He's here from the city of Metlakatla, and he's legislative liaison for the Annette Island School Board, Mr. Terry Booth. Thank you.
Mr. Grusendorf.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, directly behind me, I have two individuals that are trying very hard to be tourists here, but they're from Sitka, Don and Rachel Schaefer. Would you help me welcome them to Juneau here?
Representative McLean.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. And it gives me deep pleasure and appreciation to introduce a group of my constituents from Northwest Arctic Borough area. And starting with Martha Stewart, who works for Senator Al Adams, and also Martha Ipaluk-Falk, who is our new legislative aide in our office. And from Ambler School, we have Minnie Gray, Brian Jones, Jacob Johnson. And from Shunnack School, we have Florence Douglas, Pearl Gomez, and Evelyn Woods. From Kotzebue School, we have Eartha Lenhar, Sue Connor, Wade Connor, Nikki Jorgensen, Jennifer Kovarik, Mindy Keene. From our district office, we have Ruth Sampson, Kotzebue Technical Center, Cheryl Edenshaw, and the Northwest Arctic Borough School District Board Member, Lori Westlake.
Mr. Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce in Gallery A. I've got three people for introduction. The first one that I'd like to introduce is a person that I've known for quite some time, that's a member of the school board at Delta Greeley, and a person that I've gone around and around with on various issues, fish and game issues being one, but a board member from Delta Greeley, Tom Dowling. And then I have in Gallery A also the ever-present controversial Leland Dishman, superintendent of schools for the Copper River School District. And if anyone that had a chance to go over and watch to the Centennial Hall yesterday to see some of the demonstrations that the school districts put on, the kids, it was fantastic. They did a tremendous job, and Copper River did an excellent job over there. So I'd like to introduce Leland Dishman. I'd like to ask him to stand, please. And then I'd like to introduce the chairman of the school board in the Copper River School District, Cheryl Kaidon. She has been on the school board over there for 6 years and is presently, and she's also on the board of the Alaska School Board Association. So thank you.
Are there messages from the governor?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
From the other house?
The Senate has approved the following citations, and they've been transmitted for consideration. Honoring the Mustang Hockey Association Blue Devil Bantam Tier 2 competition team. Honoring Larry Taylor, 1989 Builder of the Year. In memoriam, Louis Odsather, and in memoriam, Vivian B. Noreen. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
We received a letter from Lenny Gorsuch, Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources, regarding determination to take oil and gas royalties and money in accordance with AS 385-182. This letter is on file in the Chief Clerk's office and appears in House Journal Supplement number 28. We received two certificates from the Alaska Energy Authority stating that there have been no default, no monetary deficiencies, and no appropriation for the purpose of restoration of funds for the following bonds: the Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Project and Alaska Energy Authority Power Revenue Bonds First Series, and also the Rate Demand Bonds. And from the Alaska Public Offices Commission, we've received the annual report to the legislature fiscal year 1989, the Alaska Energy Authority 1990 Annual Capital Project Status Report. We have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Are there reports of standing committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions?
Citation honoring Anna Ossie Lowell by Senators Duncan and Representative Hudson and Ulmer. Citation in memoriam Hugo Linfors by Representative Foster. Citation in memoriam Christian Ray Roy Paulson by Representative Cotton. House Joint Resolution 69 by the House Special Committee on Foreign Trade, encouraging the United States government to include the Aleut people under future Native visa-free travel agreements with the USSR.
Special Committee on Foreign Trade and State Affairs.
House Joint Resolution 70 by the House Special Committee on Foreign Trade, encouraging the President of the United States to select Alaska as the site for a future summit meeting between the United States and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Special Committee on Foreign Trade and State Affairs.
House Joint Resolution 71 by the House Special Committee on Foreign Trade, encouraging the President of the United States to temporarily reinstate most favored nation trading status for the USSR.
Special Committee on Foreign Trade and State Affairs.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills.
Sponsored substitute for House Bill 415 by Representative Barnes, Furness, Hanley, Martin, and Zwacky, and act relating to subsistence hunting and fishing.
Resources and Judiciary.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 425 by Taylor, Hudson, Martin, Miller, Phillips, and Sharp, an act making a special appropriation to the principal of the permanent fund and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 433 by Kopanen, Larson, and Grunberg, an act making a special appropriation for grants related to the 1990 Arctic Winter Games and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 434 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act establishing certain restrictions on certain state employees before, during, and after state service.
Refer to Labor and Commerce, State Affairs, and Judiciary Committees.
House Bill 435 by the Judiciary Committee, and act relating to the definition of public servant in the criminal code.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
House Bill 436 by Davidson, Hoffman, McLean, Gall, and Jackal, an act relating to historic, prehistoric, and archaeological resources.
House, please stand at ease. Would the House please come back to order? House Bill 436 will be referred to the Resources and Judiciary Committees.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
The clerk read the first item on today's calendar.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 46, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, supporting the establishment of a joint commission on the status of Alaska Natives by Congress. The Rules Committee has considered the resolution, and the State Affairs Committee has considered the resolution, has considered the resolution and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Grusendorf Chairman, signing do pass, Davidson, Grusendorf, Cato, Cotton, Donnelly, Taylor, and Martin. Signing no recommendation, Martin and Taylor. That was really goofy. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 46, State Affairs, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed on final pass.
Is there objection to the advancement motion? Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the resolution is in third reading. Would the clerk read the resolution for the third time?
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 46, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, supporting the establishment of a joint commission on the status of Alaska Natives by Congress.
Representative McLean.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am in full support of this legislation. Senate Joint Resolution 46 will send a message to Congress that we support the establishment of a joint commission on the status of Alaska Natives at the federal level. For your information, the House Joint Resolution 47, the House version of this bill, which I sponsored last year, was left in the Rules Committee at the end of the session. Senator Frank Murkowski has introduced legislation at the federal level, Senate Bill 1364, establishing a joint state-federal commission on the status of Alaska Natives. It has passed the Senate and is now awaiting action in the House. Senate Joint Resolution 46 will support efforts to pass the bill in Congress and will give the state legislature an opportunity to work with Congress to review state and federal policies regarding Alaska Natives and to find ways to improve them. Last year, the Alaska Federation of Natives put together a report titled The AFN Report on the Status of Alaska Natives, A Call for Action. This report summarizes health, social, economic, and living conditions currently experienced by Alaska Natives. This year, the subsistence issue is a priority for all of us, and its resolution will require coordination and cooperation with federal and state laws and agencies. Such coordination of state and federal policies is essential, and we encourage the legislative body to support this bill. Please note that a technical amendment will be made on page 2, line 22, which changes the name of the Speaker of the House to Thomas S. Foley. Thank you.
For the information of the body, that's a correction that will be made in engrossing. Is there further discussion? Is there discussion on the resolution? Are you ready for the question? Question for the House is, shall committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 46, State Affairs, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, lock the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? The clerk take the roll.
37 yeas, no nays.
Senate Joint Resolution number 46 has passed the House. Mr. Gall? Excuse me. Mr. Boucher, you wishing at ease? We're at ease. The House, please come back to order. Representative Wallace?
A motion to move up the calendar for introductory of guests.
Without objection, we're under introductions. Representative Wallace?
Thank you. In Gallery B, I have a constituent down visiting from New Lado. Would you please help me welcome school board member Patrick Madros?
Mr. Gall?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also, under introduction of guests, if I may, I'd like to present a friend of mine and a really dedicated public servant from the city of Yakutat, the president of the Yakutat School Board, in Gallery A. If you would rise and be recognized, Ms. Nellie Vale.
Thank you.
Brings us back to consideration of the daily calendar, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There is one citation on today's calendar honoring Representative Betty Cato. I'll move and ask unanimous consent citation be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the citation has been approved. Is there unfinished business, Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll move and ask unanimous consent that the following members be excused on a day's mention. Representative Pettijohn, Thursday, January 5th through plain time, January 29th, and Representative Navarre after session, Friday, January 26th until plain time, Monday, January 29th.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, those members are excused on those dates. Are there unfinished business? Are there announcements? Are there special orders? Mr. Martin?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask the honor to speak in special orders and give a special little momentum to two of our legislature pertaining to geography.
Without objection, Mr. Martin, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Mr. Speaker, over the last couple of years, many of us have read worldwide reports and spreadsheet polls that were taken in America as to what the citizens know about geography. And we found out that one-third of the adults do not know that America is in the North America continent. And it's things like this that have worried the teachers throughout the nation, and especially the National Geographic Society, who decided to do something about this on the educational level. And last year, they sponsored the first nationwide geography bee, of which Alaska participated in, but it was done on a very small schedule because the teachers themselves spent their own money in whatever way possible, got a program started. Well, last year, the National Geography people, National Society of Geography, came to Alaska and sponsored a two-week course on geography, which I was able to participate in as a teacher. And they have sent out nationwide a geography magazine of what they're going to do. This year, the Alaskan Teachers Association have even gone further, and they spread the word out to all the students in all the elementary and junior high schools to participate in the second state annual Geography Bee. And so far, Mr. Speaker, the deadline is already here. 200 schools have participated, And this week and next week, they're going to have local Geography Bees to establish regional winners. And we're very pleased to announce that the Anchorage Daily News has committed itself with the Alaska Geography Alliance program to be the annual sponsor of the State Geography Bee, similar to what the Anchorage Times does for spelling. And we think this is really going to be a tremendous advantage in encouraging people to know more, not only about our state, but about the nation. And the geography people, on behalf of the what we call the Alaska Alliance for Geography, we would like to give special recognition to two of our members who have sponsored a bill, Representative Fran Ulmer and Nilo, who has sponsored another program to help them to get off at the university. And this kind of puts Alaska in respect to the United States in its proper place. You might notice that Representative Ulmer sponsored House Joint Resolution 64, which asked the nation to properly put Alaska in relationship to the United States. So we have a couple of T-shirts that may be examples of how to do it. And Mr. Speaker, if you'd be so kind, you see here we have
this obviously Alaska. Puts Alaska in its proper perspective when you compare it to the rest of the nation.
United States in the lower left-hand corner. So on behalf of these two, Mr. Speaker, if you may, I'd like to leave this list at your office so any of our legislators who want to know community schools from their area who are participating in the annual, second annual Geography Bee, they can look at the list, and we would like them to give special notice to the teachers. We have here the head teacher in that school that is taking care of the Geography Bee. Then you can find out by January the 29th who your local winner is.
And on March 30th will be the second and probably really the first annual Geography Bee held in Anchorage, Alaska for all of our students. Thank you.
Representative Barnes had sought the floor earlier. Representative Barnes,
you thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, may I have the privilege of the floor to speak on sponsor substitute House Bill 415, subsistence, quoting from headlines in the newspaper and the Constitution.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I guess I better get permission to speak about the governor while I'm at it.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, you will recall Monday a week ago that myself and some of my colleagues introduced House Bill 415. Under special orders that day, I rose and spoke on that bill and did say that I personally felt that one portion of the bill was probably not constitutional. And I said that it was probably not constitutional under Section 3 of Article 8 of our Constitution, the common use category. And if I may, I'd like to quote from that. Whenever occurring in their natural state, fish, wildlife, and waters are reserved to the people for their common use. And because of that, I personally had problems, even though I felt a need to see what people thought about the needs section, to go ahead and put it in the bill. After that, I decided that I personally didn't believe that it was constitutional, so I felt that I should take that out and leave the bill a means and methods bill alone. And Mr. Speaker, this weekend, the bill has got a lot of attention, I must say. And I would further say that at least those of us that sponsored and co-sponsored that bill knew that the issue had to be addressed and that we were at least willing to start the dialogue. Mr. Speaker, then this weekend I picked up a newspaper. For those of you that haven't seen it, it has a big headline. The Anchorage Times, Cooper slams Republicans for subsistence law effort. Speaker, recently the governor came before this body in his State of the State message. He offered no solutions to the problem of the subsistence issue. He offered no solutions to the local hire issue. He offered no solutions to, in fact, the state of our budget. In fact, most of what he said was that, well, we're getting to be a pretty good shape, and he took credit for the Red Dog Mine, which he used to write articles against, and many things like that. And then I read in this newspaper where he calls at least an effort that we made an insult. Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm insulted. I'm insulted that he couldn't say, well, I disagree with the approach taken, and I have a different approach. And he went on to say, on page 6 of this newspaper, said his office will take the lead on the efforts to pull together the subsistence issue, the consensus on subsistence. Well, thus far, he's had as much time as I had, and he certainly has offered no solutions. He has done nothing other than criticize an attempt that was made by me and my colleagues. And then to add insult to insult, he goes on to say it's a Democrat issue. Mr. Speaker, as I have just quoted to you, the fish and game resources of this state belong to all the people. It is neither a Republican or Democrat issue. It is an issue of the people. It affects the people. And when the bill was introduced, I didn't introduce it as a Republican bill, and anyone that wished to could have gone up and put their names on that bill. I feel that it is a tragedy when we have a chief executive of this state who offers no solutions other than to push the budget up higher and higher and higher, to stand before a group of Alaska citizens and say that a piece of legislation that is at least an attempt, as I had said last Monday, to get the dialogue started, is an insult. I am insulted, Mr. Speaker, and the sooner that this governor shows some leadership and initiative, because in the 3 years that he's been here, starting his fourth, I've seen little of that in any area. Thank you.
Mr. Grusendorf.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I seek the floor under special privilege to speak on citations are more attractive and often more appropriate.
Without objection, Mr. Gusendorf.
Mr. Speaker, I have a concern here, and I know that a lot of times that members of the legislative body are put under certain pressures to introduce certain bills for constituents, and chairmen likewise in handling these bills look at it from a political point of view and pass the problem on. But one of my concerns, Mr. Speaker, we all know that citations are actually a very beautiful document, you know, where they're laid out, and they have certain political value that you as a legislator can introduce them time and time again and get the credit for it with that group. What I'm referring to is such bills as Amateur Radio Week. I do hope that the chairmen and members of this body, when they have such a bill before them that puts Amateur Radio Week in the statutes, think twice about what things would of this nature would do to the statute books. Once you open the statute books to a certain National Garden Week or Amateur Radio Week, ever what it is, that is not the appropriate place. And I guess I'm serving notice, Mr. Speaker, that you probably will not see that type of legislation before this body. Look at the citation method. It costs less, takes up less of your colleagues' time in committee, and prevents passing on the problem down to somebody who has to calendar the darn thing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m.
Could you withdraw the motion, please, Mr. Majority Leader?
I'll withdraw the motion.
Thank Without you, objection, the motion is withdrawn. Mr. Taylor?
Yes. Request the privilege of the floor just to give a brief comment on geography.
Without objection, Mr. Taylor?
I just wanted to inform the members that the geography B last year, we passed a citation across this floor congratulating the young man who won it. And he's a young man in Wrangell, Alaska, named Jeremy Meacham. He was, everybody put up the money, and we got him back to Washington, D.C., where he competed against students from all 50 of the other states, Puerto Rico and Guam and so on. And he placed 25th in it. And we're very proud of what Jeremy did, and I'm looking forward to finding out who this year's winner is going to be, because it's a wonderful exercise for these young people to have a chance to really look at geography in a meaningful fashion and to give some emphasis to that study. I only wish that maybe the legislature had the same opportunity to review its geography. We might get a bit more concerned about how much of it we lock up. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
There were only two T-shirts, Mr. Taylor. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to request special permission to speak on the subject of gas leaks, gas spills.
Without objection, Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to bring to the members' attention, I'm sure that they've all read a little bit about this in the news, and I wanted to do a little brief report. Saturday evening at approximately 8 p.m., the White Pass tanker Frank H. Brown struck a submerged rock in the Wrangell Narrows. The rock tore a hole in the number one tank on the port side. 57,600 gallons of gasoline spilled into the Narrows. Coast Guard helicopter flight over the area yesterday showed little evidence of the spill. According to DEC, cleanup efforts are not called for at this time because the gasoline will evaporate so rapidly, but they will continue to monitor the site. And the ship is currently anchored in Scow Bay, south of Petersburg, awaiting a relief pilot. After two underwater inspections, the vessel has been approved to continue to Skagway to offload the remaining 1.74 million gallons of fuel. White Pass has dispatched a tug from Skagway to escort the ship. Upon offloading in Skagway, the ship will return to Canada for repairs. Coast Guard reported the captain said the grounding was a result of a judgment error. They are continuing to investigate the accident. As part of the investigation, drug tests were administered. The captain of the vessel is employed by White Pass and is not a member of the Pilots Association. However, he is qualified to pilot in Southeast waters. Since we've been dealing with spill-type issues a lot over the last session, and this will be this session, I think behooves the members to realize that there's more than one kind of spill, and I just wanted to give you a little update on that, a little more information. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Zawacki?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I just will have something real short, and I apologize because you flew by announcements earlier real quick. So
without objection, other announcements?
There's a joint Anchorage caucus meeting at noon today in Senate Finance, and I apologize for not bringing it up earlier.
Thank you, Mr. Zawacki. Mr. Furness?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can we go back up to Gallery for an introduction to guests, please?
Without objection, Mr. Furnish, you have the floor under introductions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I recognize a young lady who is on a school board, longtime member. She and I had an opportunity working at a local bank about so many years ago. She's from Dillingham. Please join us in welcoming Sally Smith.
Mr. Jacko.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. That takes care of one of them. I have two other constituents in Gallery A that I'd like to introduce. I would like to introduce Dan Renfro from Dillingham, as well as David Rora back from Onalaska. Thank you.
Other special orders? Representative Davis, under introductions.
Madam Chairman, under introduction. Madam Chairman. I've been in meetings all morning with a Madam Chairman. Sorry, Mr. Speaker. I'm really
first
with it.
Time I've ever been called.
Well, you know. Add that one to the history books, if you will. In Gallery A, Suzanne Hancock, who is a school board member from Kodiak, is also with us. And please help me welcome her.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday.
Without objection, we're adjourned until 10 a.m. Wednesday.